This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. It's Thursday. How are you?
Good.
Excellent.
I stayed up way too late.
Oh, did you look at CBS All Access?
I didn't even. No way.
I'm wondering if
I only wish
get the show early. If
I'll try.
On there.
But right now,
I'll look. You know what? Let me look because I have it, and I'll see if it's there. I'll do it sometime this week.
Were you staying up with your brother and your mom?
Well, I stayed up for Survivor, but
does everybody watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, even
well,
Jan.
No.
Even Jan watches.
Jan doesn't watch it.
But he did for you guys.
Actually, now that I think about it, he was in the other room watching another show.
I see.
I don't even know what it was. But yeah, everyone was doing their own thing. The three of us. Actually, my daughter stayed up to watch it.
Oh.
Since Nona's leaving and there's some emotional.
Yes. Sure. No.
There was some emotion being displayed as I went, I got to get out of here.
She loves
before
her
you start
grandma.
Crying too.
No.
Yes.
Shh, get out of here.
Or you'll be in the other. I can't even say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Well, because Isla's on this side, and then Vinny would be snuggled up on the other side.
Oh,
the other
right.
armpit. I'll
she's
say.
Got. She's got all the generations yeah. snuggled up to her,
and then aww. The baby in her lap.
Oh,
that the way it went down.
That's what I need. That's what
all.
I need to yeah. see on Instagram, right
Christina
there.
Christina at her legs,
right? Or standing behind her, like, "Where's my snuggle?"
Anyway,
or against the doorway. Don't leave.
we did watch Survivor. Was excellent.
You know, I. So they have this Extinction Island fold, this little wrinkle that they've put in this year. And they got to six people. And they started out, I don't even think they did it previously on Survivor. They just opened it up.
They
I was like,
didn't. And you know what's funny?
I was like, did I miss the beginning?
Christina said it right as the show was starting. And I laughed like, you know, when you're just addicted to a dumb show, you can't help but do things like so. Whatever on Survivor
and then, yeah. previously on
yeah.
Survivor,
and then it didn't do it. And then they did these introductions, and I'm like, oh, it's going down right out of the gate,
right now.
Good for them.
So the six people who've already been kicked off the island,
and they chose to go
to this Extinction Island, yeah. where you know, look, it's got to be boring. You're sitting on a beach with nothing to do and nothing to eat all day long, waiting. You know, I guess once a day they have to hike up to the top of this hill to get their food
for the day. I thought those people would
day.
Get, yeah, I thought they would get food supplied to them.
Oh, no. Well, they do. They just get rice. They get a tiny amount of rice. So they're basically suffering just like the rest of the cast yeah. is, except that they're suffering more because they're bored out of their skulls. Just, like, imagine.
Seems wrong.
It just is very.
Maybe next time they'll do competitions with those folks for something else.
Well,
an added bonus prize.
They did do some little things. Like there were, you know, I think they got a map or something. There was some kind of message. They got maps and they had to search for little things. So some of them got advantages and little things. So they come out of the gate and these six people who've already been kicked off, they battle and one of them gets to get back in. So, and it was totally not the person I thought it was going to be. So then you think, oh, well, that's the end for these five people. Turns out, spoiler alert, nope. Those five people get the choice again. Stay or go. Wait for the next battle back.
It was radical.
It was.
I liked it.
So it was incredible. And Aubrey is having a total meltdown before Jeff gives it. Like, she's just crying. She's so bummed to be off the show. And she just, you know, she lives for this. Is like her third time on Survivor. So she's crying her eyes out. And then he says, it's not over. Or whatever he says. And she just freaks out. She's jumping up and down. So it turns out that everyone who is kicked off the show this time, I don't know how far into it they're going to go. Everyone's going to have a chance to battle back. And these people are now sitting on the jury, I guess, with the presumption that at some point one of them, at least, may wind up on the actual jury. So they need to be a part of the viewing process? I'm not sure.
Well, it just throws... It gives conscience to what they're, how they're behaving, right?
Because you've got to play to the jury. If you kick someone out, now they're in charge of whether or not you win the game.
I liked it. I liked the whole thing. I really enjoyed it. I just, you know, at 9 o'clock, I went, oh my God, it's 9 o'clock.
So late. Oh my God.
So, was it 2 hours?
No, it's just a 1 hour one.
But it was good and worth it. And I'm glad and, you know.
Yeah, it's just another epic Survivor. God, that show, my whole life revolves around it right now. It's just ridiculous. Like, we talk about it all the time. What do you think will happen with this? And what would you do if you, do you think you could do that? You know, it's just the whole, God, I have Survivor dreams.
You really should try out. You really should.
I don't need to humiliate myself like that. I would go on Big Brother because I do feel like that's, it's just so much easier. I mean, I'm sure that's hard, too.
Sure.
But it just seems
I feel the same way, yeah. I can never do Survivor, any part of it.
If I had the chance to do it, if someone walked in and said, you're doing it, I would absolutely go. I'd be like, sorry, I got to go give this a shot, but I don't. That's not the one. I wouldn't audition for any of them. I should, though. God, I love them so much.
Just
you know?
Do it.
I know. I want you and me to go on Amazing Race.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I feel like we have 20-something years of experience of getting through situations together.
Oh, I think we'd do good.
I think so, too.
I really do think we'd do well. I
think we'd be. There'd be times when we were at each other's throats and other times when we would be a united front. Like, like me and Vinny can be squabbling and backstage, and then we go out and we're just like, I'm with you, you're with me, let's do this. We're a team. Radio marriage.
Well, right? There's, you know, I think in... You find out as you spend time. This is like almost like you just said, marriage. When you spend time with the right person, you find out that you've got that this person's not going to shrink when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
That they're there and they got you, and that's important.
No, last week in general was just an S show for me because I was so sick. But on that Monday when I came in, I was really sick, and I just leaned on you guys and you all, I mean, it was, and we've all done that for each other. And it's like, I felt, you know, there's nothing like our little band of brothers here. You know, it's something. And I really think that you and I on a show like that, there would be things that I could never do that I know you'd go do them. There's things you wouldn't do that I would totally do. Cause you know, a lot of times one person has to do it. And I just think that we'd be each other's best cheerleaders and, you know, my fear would be like letting you down or something. Like sometimes someone is failing so utterly at a challenge, and the other person is just watching them fail.
Well, you know what I think about that? I think when you see someone who's quitting, you think that person is letting the other person down. You're quitting. Don't quit.
Don't quit. At least keep trying.
God.
I know.
Don't quit. That's the thing that would be, I wouldn't quit.
Right. Well, I wouldn't quit either because I wouldn't want to let you down.
Especially with a camera turned on me.
No doubt. Oh, my God.
The camera thing is
always
there.
Cameras are just an added angle that just makes you, you do stuff, you're like, I would never do that. Okay, here we go.
Here you go doing it.
Right.
That's always been, even radio bits going way back to the days when you could do stuff. Like, man, you know you're on the air. You're just going to go.
Yep.
I should say, I'm just going to go.
It's just going to happen.
I don't know what other people are going to do, but I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm on.
I think our experience together would give us kind of a unique edge that other people would have to figure out as they went. Oh, let's do it. My husband would be so, that's his favorite show. He'd be so jealous if I went on that show.
Well, you and him could do it, too.
No, me and you have a hook. Everybody's got to have a little hook.
Oh, I see.
Me and John.
We're just an old married couple.
We're an old married couple.
Yeah. He plays the guitar, I sing.
Yeah, we won't be able to do any of that on this show because, oh, my God, that would be...
You'd drive people nuts, probably.
You know, we would
drive
people nuts.
I love it. Personally, Sarah, I love it. Uh-huh. I bet.
Our listeners have other things. I love when the rap songs are in the top 10 because Sarah can't sing them. Well, there you go.
You're welcome.
I do.
Just like they do.
Yeah. I don't know how, you know, I'd probably drive you crazy because I would be singing all the time.
So how many people are left on Survivor? How
tons. Much time we got? Lots. A zillion of people are left.
They always have a ton of people.
I want to say they're up,
they
to like,
start off with?
They're up to like, they start with 18.
Oh, wow.
And I think they're down to, because they just added someone back in, I want to say there's 13 people on the show.
There's
right
a
now.
Lot, and that's good. Except that then the show starts to wind down, and they just start, there's like a slaughter.
Yeah. They go, people. It's unbelievable, because 2 weeks from the ending, there'll still be 7 or 8 people, and then boom, 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 they just knock people off, and they get down. They still do the 3, don't they? I hate the 3. They get 3 people at the end. It's just like makes all the arguments longer. It makes all the jury process longer.
I haven't
There's
seen
one
a finale.
Person who's clearly not going to be in the top spot.
I haven't seen a finale at all in ages. Mm. I have no idea what happens. I just read it
well,
and I go to bed.
It's boring.
Yeah.
Oh well.
That's too bad. After spending all that time watching the show,
I don't know
how you
well,
can skip it.
But that's, look, it's part of the deal here.
Plus, they are. It is
up
so damn late. Like, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it all starts at 5 o'clock for you on the CBS All Access.
I'm expecting that it doesn't.
I know.
I should mention real quick, it was raining on my way in like the same way it did yesterday. In fact, when I texted you, the reason I texted you is because there were periods of extremely heavy rain, and then you just pass it.
Sort of like pockets. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So did you drive
those? I did get those on the way here.
But you clearly made it.
Yeah. It wasn't, because it was pockets, it's easier to, you go, okay, just going to keep going forward.
Right.
And then it stops.
Did you hit any yesterday going home, though?
Oh, God. It was just a freaking crazy storm on my way home yesterday.
Yeah.
Like windshield wipers as fast as they can go. Everyone going 30 on the highway.
Yeah, it was heavy when I was driving. You're the first person I thought of when it started to just cover my windshield. Yeah. I thought, oh, crap.
Did you stay here for a while?
I was still here, but by the time I got on the road, it was raining, but not heavy like that.
Good.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
So that's going to be on and off
squall.
Today, right?
Isn't it supposed to clear up by
I'm
this evening,
now.
Though? And I heard like Friday, Saturday,
Bay,
Sunday, Monday.
It's going to get rain tonight.
Oh, geez. Tonight.
There's more rain in the forecast, too,
I thought
man.
It's going to be sunny tomorrow. In the
oh,
weekend.
No. There's It's sunny
yeah.
or partly cloudy. Let's see. We've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to rain. On. You know what? I'm looking at. Let me pull up the city. I was looking at Tahoe.
Not so good.
Rain on Monday night. And rain next weekend, too. Not this weekend, but next. You know what's funny? What? I was thinking it because I've had that. I had this all too familiar feeling a few times this month. When I lived in Oregon and I'd moved there from, I'm from California.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the way it would rain and just rain and rain and rain. And in Eugene, specifically where I lived, it was like low ceiling clouds.
You
it's like a little valley and
them,
it just
right?
felt like it was on you. You know, like, give me more sky. Mm. I need room. Push
right.
up. I would have these frustrated feelings of just like if it's raining one more time when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to snap. And then you'd wake up and there it is raining and you just go, there's nothing I can do.
I can't snap either.
No,
I got to go to work.
I got to go do what I got to go do. And I can imagine it's just I think it's a California thing because we're so bitchy about weather because we're so used to not dealing with it.
Right.
I'm certainly know that.
It's just lasting too long.
Yeah. I even talked to my brother about snow yesterday and he was like, you've never lived in snow.
Mm.
Where where you have to dig your car.
Yeah, you got to set your alarm 15 minutes early because you're going to have to warm your car up and hope that that melts the ice off. Meanwhile, you're digging it out, digging all around it so you can pull it out. Dude, winter is, you're right. Every time I bitch about the rain here, you should remind me of what it was like growing up. And Jesus, we lived out in the country too. Like we had a long driveway. So my dad had a plow because you had to have that. But then all the walks had to be shoveled. Like there was a walk from the garage. The garage had to be 150 feet from our house. So we have to shovel a walk to the garage and not all the cars. We all had our licenses by the end there. So there were just cars parked everywhere. You'd have to shovel to your car shovel around your car. Hope Dad had plowed out the driveway. And then you drive on these freaking roads covered in ice and snow and slush. I probably spun off the road 50 times growing up. Mm. You'd just be sliding. You'd be like, well, I hope I don't hit that tree. Sometimes I did.
While my brother and I both grew up in California, because he's also traveled for his work, he spent lots of years. He lived in Pennsylvania.
That'll do it.
Where was he? He was in Pittsburgh for a while. He was in Philly for a while. Not when we were, but right. At different. And he's.
Oh, that's right. Your mom and dad did live in Pittsburgh for quite a while.
Uh huh. So he's lived in it, and he was like, "You've never lived in weather. This is
right.
It's still just rain.
It's raining, right?" Well, listen, rain, you know, makes hillsides slide and makes everything grow and causes a big fire season. There's plenty of problems with it. Also, we need every drop. But it's, it's true. I just please remind me every time my bitch just.
You're not digging your car out this morning.
You're not digging your car out. Exactly.
Mm. So, anyway, there's some pockets, but it's not too bad.
You're right. It's not too bad.
Hey, Major League Baseball opens today, everyone.
Oh, today's the day, huh?
Today's the day. It's pretty fun. I don't think our home openers are today.
No, I think the home openers perhaps the 10th. Is that on a Wednesday?
Oh, boy. That is a long time from now.
I got it right here. I think we play in San Diego.
Uh-huh. What about the A's? I thought they were playing a game today.
They are. Let's give them a story
here?
About
yeah,
the A's.
They are.
So their opening day is today here.
Let me look.
Okay.
But the Giants are playing in San Diego today at 1:00.
Okay.
So they are opening the season.
So the season's open, but not the
down south. And the home
park.
Opener for the Giants is a week from tomorrow.
Okay. And they're playing Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a day game, by the way.
Oh, what time?
April 5th.
We're
1:35 p.m.
Get out of here! Run for it.
Today the A's play the Angels at 1:00.
All right.
Good job, buddy. How you feeling?
Good. It was weird. I got to the station today, and my car did not get me into the garage. It didn't get me into the building. It didn't get me into the elevator. I'm like, well, I guess that's that.
It was a good run.
It was a good run.
What?
Oh, no. So what did you
crazy.
Do?
You're fired.
They changed the front door. You have to knock. And then so I'm holding up my ID, and the woman's like looking at me and looking at the end. She let me in, and she goes, "Who are you?" I go, well, I work on the third floor at the radio station. I'm trying to explain to her I got to be up here. And she's like, all right.
Oh, you wore her down. That's solid security.
So that's
all you have to do to get in her
I
building.
I have my intercom ID.
I work
ID.
Up there. Yeah. Come on.
But I was just, I don't know. It was a weird
Well,
morning.
Let's get that worked out today. That's,
yeah, yeah.
That doesn't seem like a good
no.
situation.
No, I'm on the street.
So did you have to back up?
Yeah, I had to back up. Yeah,
oh,
back
no.
up that driveway.
That's, oh, jeez.
Thank God nobody was behind
well, right.
me.
Well, right.
Well, they would have had to let you in.
Yeah, that would have been. Maybe that would have been a blessing.
Yeah, that would have been better. It's too bad no one was behind you. That is, wow, that's scary. You know, it's funny because Vinny has said that too. Like, I just wait for the day my card doesn't
we
work.
We all do.
And I think about that every time I put my card out there. I'm like, hope it works.
Is it going to work today?
Works.
I think it's. I don't think about it that way. I think it's a lot more likely that as I'm exiting this studio, Michael Martin will be like, "Holmes, can I talk to you?"
Need a minute.
Dang it.
What's going on? You want to get lunch? You want to grab a drink?
Don from our security is standing right next to the door.
Yeah, I have it. It's going to be a lot more like that. And you know what? I love the guy.
Isn't like
but
that.
But I think that, and it's just going to be business. You know, he's going to be like. It's been good, but you know.
Oh, I'm going to cry my eyes out.
You are?
You are?
If I got fired, yes, I would.
Of course.
Of course I would. I wouldn't, I'd probably be like, I'd call John and be like, there's no way I can drive home.
Would it be real tears or fake tears?
Real tears. I don't cry fake tears.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, right.
When do I cry in fake tears?
I'm sure.
Please, are you kidding me? I'm doing everything I can not to cry almost all the time.
Oh.
Spend my life trying not to cry. Once in a while, it feels good, though, if you're home alone, you know.
What, to cry?
Yeah, just let it out.
That's like one of my favorite scenes in the Spider-Man movie. The
cartoon?
Spider-Verse, the cartoon, yeah. There's a scene where he's like, it looks like, what is that, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where he's crying in the shower?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a reference.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember in the movie where he's crying.
You don't?
No, when's he crying about? What's he crying about?
Isn't that... Is that Ace Ventura?
No, I remember the Ace Ventura thing.
Oh, you saw the Spider-Verse and you don't remember it there either?
I don't remember the crying.
Yeah, he's it's when he's, what is he describing? It's not like I just saw it last second, but I don't know.
It's when his uncle dies.
Yeah, well, that's a huge giveaway.
Oops, sorry.
All right.
Sorry. No,
no, no.
It's not the new Spider-Man. It's the older Spider-Man as he's describing his experiences as Spider-Man.
That's right. He's like, yeah, so I was fine. I was doing my ab crunches.
Yes!
But he shows him, like, I remember that. That's funny. That's a
you
good
know,
one.
And he's in the show.
That was Peter J. Parker.
Yeah. I was thinking you were talking about the main character.
No. It's
God, that movie's so good.
It is.
What a great movie.
I'm glad it won the Academy Award.
Yeah. It won for best animated
film, yeah. Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, good for it.
What Pixar movie did it beat out?
Incredibles 2.
Oh, boy, that was also a great. They're both good
choice.
Movies. Really tough choice. But I have to say that, although, listen, Incredibles 2 is like a perfect movie. It really is. That's so damn good. Who knew that they could even make it better than the first one? It's excellent. But there was something so innovative about
Spider-Man
Into the Spider-Verse. Like, I really just found myself marveling over the animation itself as much as the very solid story and kind of cool. Like, that was just such a weird, cool concept. The whole thing. I loved it.
It's interesting you're saying that because Brent and I saw it on the big screen, and I must have leaned over to him like 14 times going, wow, look at all those different types of animation on the screen. Wow, look at that. Right. Look at that animation. Because even like Nick Cage, black and white, you know? And then the old-timey animation with Peter Porker.
It was great.
And they're all right next to each other. You're like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, how are they doing this? Look at and the anime style. I mean, it was just masterfully done.
All right,
KLL, we're done. It's all over. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.